Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Tackling Life podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. Now, Ray, you and I have had a busy couple days.
Doc, let me tell you something. I told you this personally, man. Man to man, I just think we should see each other more, man. Like, because when we're around each other, like, magical moments happen, right? That, you know, a lot of business partners, you know, it's when they start to build businesses, you know, from the start and from the, you know, from the beginning and things. It's the time that they spend with each other, right? That right. creates the loyalty. But it's like every time I'm around you, man, like I'm always learning something or teaching something.
Right.
Right. right? So, which means my brain is always in learn mode.
Yes.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Mode, yeah.
Right. Or teach mode. So it's like, I want to be always being learn mode or teach mode. That's why I like hanging around Doc.
Like today, I mean, my body physically right now, I'm hurting. I'm not going to lie. I'm hurting.
I'm hurting.
We had a workout today that was not what Webster's dictionary would define as easy by any stretch of the means.
Look, Doc told me that he wanted to go in the weight room, right? And people always ask me the question, they be seeing me, and they say, man, you look like you still can play. And so I always tell them, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So that's why I like staying ready. So weight room is a big part of my life. It will always be a big part of my life. But we went in there today is because we're starting some, you know, we're really challenging ourselves. And I think this is for people at home. Like, we're challenging ourselves to start all over again. Like, mind, body, and spirit. Like, to really challenge the mind to learn more, to push more, that don't stay in the same little comfort zones. You know, you've heard me speak about comfort zones a lot, right? It's hard to do great things when you're in comfort zones, but think about what you can do with the body, right? The body has a very unique look to it, and it depends on how you treat it, right? And that's what I think I wanted to teach you today,
yeah,
was how you lift. It's exactly where your body gonna look.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Take that breath. Control that breath. Breathe it out.
Yes.
Don't kick your legs. Don't panic. Because if you're panicking, then the mechanics are wrong.
Right.
Right? And I think that's the lesson of life, right? It's okay going back to the fundamentals. No matter where you are in life, it's okay going back to the fundamentals. And today was a great start going back to the fundamentals. So I really enjoyed the weight room today.
It was. And we talk about that all the time, like either teaching or learning. And I was really learning in the weight room today. And I mean, I definitely... The perfect form, that idea of really breathing into what you're doing and focusing on the muscle, like that's something that I think, look, as an average person in terms of athletics, I go to the gym, I work out. But today, I think what you really kind of refocused me with is, and I think a lot of our listeners could benefit from this, is being fully present when you're in the weight room on every rep. Like, that visualization piece really stood out to me today.
Because it's really every motion of the rep. See, that's where people lose it at, right?
Yeah.
Because you start pushing. Let's say you're doing like a bench press or an incline, or let's say you're doing a pull-up, right? And let's say the moment it gets hard, guess what changes? Your face changes, The way you breathe changed. Mm. The way you kick your legs changed. If you're holding your abs tight, everything changes.
Right, right.
But if you're still trying to do the exact same rep, then right. you got to go back to the fundamentals of
right.
breathe, extension, curl. Look at it. I always tell people this, right? If you want your body to look a certain way, when you start to train it, put shirts over yourself every time you train and deny yourself viewing your body. Mm. Why? Because the only thing that follows work is results.
Mm.
And if you put in the work and if you hide from your own insecurities, see, that's what happens when yeah. you run to the mirror every day.
Yeah.
It's your own insecurities.
Right.
Even though you may come from working out, but you might, like, people might, this is why people give up so quickly.
Right, right.
Like, oh man, I still got a belly.
Yeah.
Like, I still can't fight through. But if you keep that shirt on, Doc, I got a trick. You keep that shirt on. So if I'm going, let's say I go 45 days, right? I just started this new program and I said, I want to see my body look like this at a certain time.
Mm.
My body, I never go into a mirror. Because why? Because all I worry about is fundamentals. Go in the weight room, make sure every rep count.
Yeah.
Not quantity,
right.
quality.
Right, right, right.
What it looks like. And man, that's the lesson of life.
Okay, but what you just taught right there too, the reason why I think that is perfectly in line with what we've been talking about the last several podcasts about self-talk and really having people understand what their self-talk is, comes down to if I'm in the mirror and I'm thinking I'm not here right now, then I'm not present. I'm not where I want to be right now, then I'm not present with just focusing on doing every rep. Now I get distracted. And so I think that makes a lot of sense. It does come back to that. I think one of the things that's always drawn me to the Zen philosophy is the simplicity in the teachings, because life doesn't have to be complicated. And today we emphasize, you really taught me to emphasize coming back to the fundamentals. And you've said this about football. A lot of the times when people, you talked about this with Brady, you talked about this with Peyton, this is what happened with you with your career. You learned to simplify the game.
Yeah.
And you came back to the fundamentals.
Yep. And it's just like simplifying life. I think the greatest achievement you will ever find in life is I don't have to rush for nobody.
Mm.
I don't have to come. I don't have to do something that I know I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Like, I control that. So when I go in weight room, so like on the pull-ups today, right? So we were doing pull-ups today. So everybody at home, we're pulling up. And as we're pulling up, you know, this is kind of Doc first time really getting into pull-ups. And so for when it started to get hard, he started to lose his form.
Mm.
So his legs would come out. And we posted one of these. Right.
We posted one of these.
And so you saw his legs start to move. And I said, tighten your abs and just breathe.
Mm.
And pull yourself up very slow. Fundamentals will not only win you championships, fundamentals will keep you away from hospital beds.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie out there. It doesn't hurt the fact that I'm sitting there with the absolute single greatest motivator in the history of the planet telling me to keep going. Because when he tells me to keep going, all of a sudden I find strength I didn't know I had. I was like, I don't know where those muscles came from, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because Ray's saying to do it.
Dog, you got halfway through and you got so red on about that fifth or sixth pull-up.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought you weren't going to make it, dog.
Oh, my goodness. It was so, so hard. But are you going to come back to, like, something as simple as, you know, we were doing today, he was showing me some work on a trampoline. And the way I was doing it at first, I wasn't focused on particular body parts, right? I was just bouncing. And there's such a difference. And this is an analogy for life, because it's a microcosm of life. Mm. Then you came up to me and you talked about focus on my abs, breathing and my breath, and it changed that simple movement of bouncing, right? And I think we come back to all the time, everybody out there, you have between 50 and 70,000 thoughts in your head every day. And what are you really letting yourself talk about? What is your mind being filled with? Because remember, we're body, mind, and spirit. And when we connect that and we start to really understand what we're saying to ourselves, man, it changes things.
Yeah, because the one word is engagement.
Mm.
That's the mastery of that word. Engagement, man.
Which to me is the when you said two times ago on the podcast, I'm in.
I'm in.
That's it.
I'm in.
That's engagement.
I'm not walking in the weight room to BS. I'm
right.
in.
Right.
I'm not walking in the weight room to count 100 reps and say, oh, guess how many reps I did. I'm not walking right. in the weight room from that. I'm walking in the weight room to make every rep count.
It immediately changes you. That's what I'm saying. We get together, these lessons, these come alive, and this is everywhere. It's in a gym. It could be no matter if we're sitting around talking or in the middle of business. The lessons are everywhere.
I think the greatest lesson that I'm starting to learn is, even though I'm a talker myself, but I can be a better listener.
Yeah.
Because when I'm around you, I want to listen more. I told you the other day, I want to learn that, because, you know, what you went through, when you was going through that, I was going through my thing.
Right, right.
Right? But it brings us to this point. Remember, it goes together. Back to everything we talk about together, right? Meeting people exactly where they are. That ability, if we can ever influence someone to fully engage themselves into what they really doing, Doc, I'm telling you something. It will not only change your life, it will teach you what it means to not cheat yourself.
That's exactly, yeah, that's it.
That's it.
So, all right, I agree with you. We both like to talk, but yet at the same time, we both just like to sit back and listen. And I think when we really step back and listen, we are constantly evolving. We're constantly learning. And what I see all too often is a lot of people are closed off and say, I already know what I know, and I'm not changing it. And I feel bad when someone's stuck in that spot, because you're never going to move beyond that. So to me, the mindset has to be, this is a gift. This life is a gift. And once you start seeing life as a gift, then now you're open to listen. Like, wow, thank you. I'm here. I get to be here and do this. Thank you. And I think the gratitude opens you up.
Because the one thing you give up, I say this all the time, even when I was playing the game, the one thing I gave up, I never thought about me in those situations. Mm. I thought about a better me.
Yeah.
Because if I think about me, then I'm going to selflessly not do something.
Right.
But if I think about a better me,
yeah,
then every little thing the coach had to tell me, I'm going to listen to.
Yeah.
When Mike Singletary walks in there and says, I had a fear of coming here because I thought you would be the kind of athlete that would be like, what can he teach me? I was the opposite.
Right.
I told him the first day he walked in the room, I said, Coach, I want to know everything you know. But guess what I asked him? I said, I want to know everything you know about being a man. You understand?
Yeah.
Because I know the feel going to one day come and go.
Right.
But if I can learn a small piece of what has created you to be this man, that's what I'm looking for.
Listen, I once wrote an entry. It's one of the chapters in my life lessons book called Graveyard Robbers. And I said, listen, we ought to all be graveyard robbers. And here's what I mean by that. Anybody that passed away that has left their wisdom, it's time for us to soak up that wisdom. Let's really learn every ounce of what people left behind, because that's something that's unique about human beings. We have the ability to pass on wisdom. We can pass it on for generations. So what you did with him, what you did with Mike Singletary, what you did with all your coaches, you soaked it up. You said, look, here's life. Let me soak it up.
I became a sponge for life.
I had a story that kind of stood out to me about how everything leads up to everything else. Mm. All right. So there was this guy. He was real frugal, right? Real cheap. And one day he was hungry. So he started eating these crackers. So he ate 6 crackers, and he got to the 7th cracker and he broke it in half. And then he only ate half of the cracker, and then he realized he was full. But then he got mad, and he was like, man, all it took for me to get full was to eat this half a cracker. I can't believe I wasted all those other crackers, because he didn't realize that he needed every single cracker that led up to the eating that final half a cracker. When you talk about every rep matters, every breath matters, you don't just wake up and have the build that you have. You did it because every step counted along the way. So you never know when that last step is going to be that half a cracker that's going to get you to be the spot where you do take off the shirt and say, okay, I am where I want to be.
Dog, that's deep. No, dog, listen. That's deep. I'm just glad you told that story, not me. I mean, I couldn't use cracker that many times in one sentence. Wow. Wow. That's deep. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm always learning, Doc. I'm always learning. Stay with me.
Half a cracker's not enough.
Half a cracker ain't enough. Just not enough.
It's not enough. We'll find out what will be enough. Stick with us. We're gonna take a real quick break, and we'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, we're back, and we are talking about all kind of things: mind, body, spirit, embracing every moment. Talking about half crackers.
Let me keep my peace over here.
Look, I think the lesson that you gave me again in the gym today. And here's the thing, I think here's what gets to me. I think a lot of us, our egos get in the way. So our egos want to tell everybody and tell ourselves what we already know. So sometimes we hear something and we're like, I already know that. But when we genuinely open ourselves up to learning, we hear something for the first time. We hear it deeper. Like you and I were talking earlier. People love stories because stories are something you can dig into deeper and deeper your entire lives. Yeah. The greatest teachers in the world use parables. They taught metaphors. That way you could always have it. And I think when we look at what happened in the gym today, like that, a couple of those lessons from me might be tiny lessons. I've been lifting my whole life. Those might be tiny lessons, but they will shape me now from this moment forward.
You know what? So can I tell you, like, as a friend, like where a lot of that really comes from. So like when I'm in the gym, I think people like really should understand this. Like it's a place that I can never erase the moment I started my push-ups and sit-ups.
Yeah.
And I never forget back then, because the reason I was doing it right was to make sure a man never hit my mom again. Right. And when you're doing it for those type of things, you don't think of tired.
Yeah.
You don't think of pain.
You're right.
You just say, I must complete this in order for this to change.
Yes.
That's the only way it happens.
It becomes bigger than you.
It becomes bigger than you because you're looking to be a better you.
And I think people out there could say, well, look, well, it's just lifting weights or that's macho or, you know, man stuff to be lifting weights. What I mean by that is, what if you look at every moment as spiritual, every moment as a lesson? And as we always talk about, we're mind, body, and spirit. So the focus, to be focused on what you're doing is a spiritual activity.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen. The moment I started to go through that, I shared my story a little bit tonight at the FCA dinner, right? Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I had a speak in there tonight, and I shared a bunch of my story.
Phenomenal speech, by the way.
But thank you. I really appreciate that. Because what got me the most, Doc, even in life, was how early I was introduced to God. But really what I understood, that there's glory on the other side of pain.
Mm.
But if you're willing to go through it, see, some people want to go around it.
Right.
Some things you in life, you must go through to become a better you.
Right.
Because if you don't figure out a way to go through it, then I guarantee you, if you alter that and come back this way, you'll never grow.
Right, right.
You'll never grow.
Right.
So when I go in a weight room, it's like me saying, I get to give God all the glory to say, no matter what pain I feel, if I do it right, I still walk out of here a better person.
You make it bigger, bigger. It's more than about you. Like, you make it about this bigger vision. And I think, like, look, for me, when I wake up every morning, I think with a small thing, like even with my Twitter, I think, how can I impact the world? Like, if I'm thinking in a global perspective, mm-hmm. and I do some meditations that are like bigger meditations. And what you talked about right there, when every time, and you did this for your whole entire legendary career, which is you put team first. And when you put other people first, you're right. You find the strength that you didn't even realize that you had. You find it somewhere else. I learned this a long time ago. If I'm ever struggling in life with something, I dedicate that suffering to people I know are suffering a lot worse. Mm-hmm. And I think, listen, I'm going through this. If this can in any way ease your pain, I want this to please ease your pain. And you're right. It shifts it. It transforms it for you.
I started to transform the moment I put my brothers and sisters in front of any distraction or detour, right? So in high school, they used to always ask me, why do you work out every day? And I'm saying, because I have somebody that I must take care of.
Yeah.
Failure is not an option.
It's not an option.
But guess what, dog? That was in high school. I'm sitting here to you right now as a 41-year-old man. Telling you the same thing.
Right.
Failure is not an option. Every time I walk down there, I ain't doing it to look good. I'm doing it to feel good.
Yeah.
Looking good is just a byproduct of feeling good.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
That's
right.
Where.
Right.
That's what, man, listen. Listen, I'm going to challenge somebody. Like right now. You right at that point to where you think you want to go all the way in, but you don't really want to go all the way in. You know how much it's going to hurt, but you don't really know how much it's going to hurt. All I'm asking you to do is find one person, and maybe it may not be another friend. Maybe it's your alter ego. Maybe it's somebody who wanna be better that's inside of you. Let me tell you something. I met somebody. This is the honest God of the truth, man. I must share this with you. When I started playing and I started training the way I was training, people used to tell me that I was crazy. I used to work out 7 times a day, Doc.
Yeah, and it sounds crazy, right, when you hear that.
It sounds crazy when you hear, right? And, Doc, I walked outside one day, and I said, this ain't no lie. I know you're going to laugh because it's a funny name. But when I started training, you know what my name was when I started training?
What?
Babutu. Babutu. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, that brother that don't worry about nothing, Babutu. I'm out there to get it. No, Doc, I mean, you got to understand, man, I'm in the sand, and I'm going, whoom, whoom, and I'm pushing hard, and I barely can catch my breath, and I'm like, man, what you complaining about? Breathe, stand up.
Yeah.
Like, there's no more excuses. That's what I'm telling people, no matter where you are, no more excuses. Just give yourself a different name if you have to see yourself that way. I stop asking people to work out with me. Because I stopped waiting on people.
Right.
Oh, man, come work out with me. Okay, bro, I'll be there by 2 hours, 4 hours later.
Yeah.
I can't waste that much time to work out with you. Right? But if you're going to give yourself a chance in the elder part of your lives, you got to give yourself a chance in the earlier part of your lives, dog. And that's why taking care of the body, why this is so passionate for me, because I done lost 5 matriarchs of my family the last 6 years.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I done lost a lot of people. I just lost an aunt. Just a few months ago, right, to the same battle.
Yeah.
Cancers and the body breaking down. So this is a personal thing for me.
Right.
So that's why I want people at home, I want you to make it personal. Because if it's not personal, Doc, you ain't going to stick to it.
Right.
That's what's interesting about, you know, New Year's resolutions and all these different things that you're going on, right? No. The best New Year's you'll ever give yourself is when you make up your mind.
Yeah.
Because you can say whatever you want to say. New Year's come in. Oh my gosh, great party. Guess what I'm doing this year? I'm starting to do this.
Yeah.
And if your mind ain't made up,
right,
you ain't doing it.
Right, right.
I'm asking somebody to do yourself a favor and make up your mind right now. Listen, if you want to follow everything I do, me and Doc about, we just wrote another book. I'm about to write this whole program to where we can train people now. And so we really love to get some questions. If you are struggling with weight, if you're struggling with anything physically, even mind, body, and spirit, because that's where we are. But we want to challenge you in the body. And Doc has been working out with me for a little while. And so now you know why I listen to a lot of spiritual music. Right. Because I can't get it from a lot of other places.
Right.
You know, like I need that moment that when I go in my head and when I feel how tough this is going to feel, I need to hear a great word.
Right.
And so that's why I'm always connected. But I think the challenge is for people is to let's come out of our comfort zones for real and let's chase a new you. Yeah.
I want to chase. I agree with that. I want to chase a new you. I want to share something with you that when I watched you tonight. So I'm there with Ray at this FCA and I'm watching him speak and I'm watching people come up to you. And there was it was just a beautiful moment for me because I looked at you and I thought, what is it about you that this energy that people are drawn to, right? And I thought about our workout today and I thought, when people have very strong energy, they dedicate themselves to something they're doing with every ounce of them. And you have dedicated yourself so much to everything you've done, to all the success, all the greatness that it's created. I believe this has created an energy field around you that draws people in. And I think sometimes people say, well, you just have that. And I've been really, I feel humbled and blessed, but I've definitely had people come say the same thing about me. Like, oh, you have this energy about you, right? But I don't think it just comes by chance. I think it's something that every human being can achieve if you dedicate yourself enough, mind, body, and spirit.
God says when people see you and you choose me, they see a glimpse of me.
Mm.
So, man, that's why it's humbling to sit back sometimes, Doc, like tonight, to listen to what those people were saying.
Right.
And sharing their stories with me and how I changed their lives. And Doc, that's you can't come home and that's just regular.
Right.
Like you got to know that that's something way bigger than me.
Right.
And that's when I'm like, I told y'all tonight, like I'm 100% in for God.
Right.
100%. I don't care what nobody else say. That's me. That's how I'm going to do it.
Right.
But that's, I believe, what I gave up, Doc. I gave up being liked. I chased being respected. But more importantly, I chose the scripture when it says, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm.
And that's my duty. So when I see somebody and like this kid, this boy, he kept fist pumping me tonight. I looked in his eyes and I watched this baby's eyes look at me with this stare.
Yeah.
I love you. And I'm looking at him saying, guess what, baby? I love you too. Right? And it's because of that experience, man, that people can really touch something that's 100% in.
Right.
See, I'm gonna love God until the day I'm gone. Right. You can, hey, I'm never claiming to be perfect at no means. I'm unworthy at most times. But I tell you something, it's one person I chose a long time ago. That's why he says, become light amongst darkness. Be a light. And that's what my life is. My life is to be a light. The game has ended. And now I see what God really wanted to do with me.
Right.
Man, to know I have the ability to touch this young man and he look at me and say, I'm giving up gang life. And I'm looking at him telling me, man, look at me, man. Man, tell me you gonna really do that, man. Because if you do that, then I'm gonna give you my life.
Wow.
I do everything in my power to make sure you don't go back to that.
Wow.
Yeah, Doc. It's real, man.
That's why we're going to do the stuff we're going to do in the prison system together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people might not know this, but we have a lot of stuff coming up. We're actually going to do a podcast. We're going to do a Tackling Life podcast in a maximum security prison. And you got to stay tuned for that because that's going to be really, really powerful. But I think it comes back to being all in. Like, this is one of my favorite statements that you said, like, I'm in with this life. And I've find that when I'm in the prisons and I'm working with guys who have done some really horrific stuff, and they're telling me stuff again that they've never told anybody, and they're like, I don't even know why I'm telling you this stuff. And I think there is a key ingredient, and I think that we both do it, and I really like to share it with our audience because I feel like our audience could do it as well. Mm-hmm. And that is, we create a safe, non-judgmental space. Like, you tell your story and expose that, and that's be vulnerable. And I sit there with somebody and show you, no matter whatever happened a second ago, we can't change that. I can't change that. So I promise you, I have no judgment for you. Let's just work from this moment forward. And when people feel that safety, they feel like they can open up. And this is not something that is elusive or evasive. This is something everyone out there can do. And it starts with not being judgmental. It starts setting that judgment aside.
I said it tonight at the FCA event, Doc. I said one of the biggest problems is we as people become judges before we judge ourselves.
Yes, we do.
We comment on everybody else's stuff, but we won't comment on our stuff. We'll record everybody else's issues, but we won't talk about our issue. We'll tweet about somebody doing something wrong, but we ain't gonna tweet about ourselves doing it.
Right, right.
Right?
It's listen, when you really feel the humility of, wait a minute, if I was completely exposed, am I really okay? Now listen, if you don't feel like you're walking on water right now, then go ahead and just withhold those comments on Twitter, the negativity. Withhold all that negative stuff that you want to throw out there. Because I don't think there's anybody out there, and I'm certainly not that person, who's willing to judge anybody, because who am I to judge somebody? And I think we delude ourselves to believe, oh, I can judge this person. Well, at least I'm not doing what that person's doing. Look, I was in a prison the other day, and the guy said to me, he said, man, I was teaching them about the shadow. I said, the shadow are the things that you don't like about yourself, you're going to see in other people, right? So I don't want to face it in me, so I see it in you. So he said, well, you know, he said, this is a good example of what you just taught. He goes, I was in this one prison, and this nurse, she came in, and there was a famous celebrity on TV, and the celebrity said some curse words and things on TV. And the nurse said, man, I would never do that. And this inmate, he looked at me and he said, I walked up to her and I said, ma'am, you say that phrase about 5 times a day. And she goes, yeah, but I would never say that on TV. Like, it's always this idea that I would never do what you did. So we right. try to find the thing, but you're still doing it, but I wouldn't do it in your way. And we delude ourselves into believing that we're okay with the way we do it. We minimize the hurt we cause others,
yeah.
and we maximize the hurt others cause us.
Yeah. Yeah. Simply because we trust other people's opinions.
Right. And we look for other people's
and
opinions.
And we look for other people's opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, look, I think when you get to a certain point in life, right, you realize that there's a few opinions that's going to really matter, that will really affect you.
Yeah.
And those are the things that we are trying to teach. You have to find where those come from. You have to find the right friends. You have to find the right people that they're bettering you, right? They're not judging you, right? They're not looking at you as this bad person. They're just living. And I did it so many ways when I was playing, right? And I think the lesson that you just explained is what we got to go back to as people. Let's do ourselves a favor and let's really make our country a better place by simply becoming a better you first.
Yes.
And then if you spent enough time becoming a better you and you research something else, then reach out to help somebody.
Right,
else.
Right. That's it. But focus on you first. Focus on you first, and then focus on our sponsors, and we'll be right back after this message. We got a lot more for you. All right, we're back, and we're talking about a bunch of different things. We had an awesome time. Ray and I have had a really busy couple of days from making some videos that are going to be out to you pretty soon. So you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, and you're going to see what's going on. But that was a phenomenal event tonight to watch you speak, because, you know, Ray's speech, if you haven't seen him speak live, you need to find a way to see him speak live, because there's something a whole different ball game when you're watching Ray speak live.
Hey, Doc, you want me to share with you something? You know where my speaking came from?
Where?
Seriously. My speaking came because I had a bad stuttering problem when I was younger.
Okay.
Yeah. And so my stepfather done something kind of real bad, right? I was looking out the window one day and it was raining and we had a ground level house. So it was on the ground and he threw like a snake like in my lap.
So
right?
Messed up.
And I couldn't say what I wanted to say. I was trying to say mama and I was like, mum, and I'm stuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got stuck like that for years. Mm. Right. And so, you know, a lot of times my family used to joke around. They used to call me whoa, whoa. And oh my gosh. And so everybody used to always pick at me, but they used to never like me to talk. They used to always say, shut up. Oh man, don't get him talking. Oh, he stuttered. And I started watching people from a television or anywhere. And how I'm looking at you, people can't see this at home, but I used to look at their mouths the way I'm looking at your mouth.
Okay.
And I used to be like, wow, okay, he used that like this. And so that's what, and then my mom came to me one day and she said, I was talking to her and she was like, Junior, she was like, baby, she said, slow down, stop and start over. So when I used to stutter, I used to say, mmm, and she'd say, stop. I say, mama. So if I stopped and started over,
yeah,
then it would help me to start to forget the stuttering. And so that's what got me into speaking, like yeah. really paying attention to language. And so I started to really research language and different things. And
yeah.
so it's funny that, you know, you hear it now. But the backstory is, bottom line, I was, oh my gosh.
Yeah, people don't realize that backstory.
Yeah.
And by the way, like that what you just said a minute ago about when people don't realize that the backstory. When people don't realize the backstory, you're studying film. And you told this story on a podcast recently about Charlie Batch, actually picking off Charlie Batch in Pittsburgh, of all places. But you knew the play was coming, and
yes.
so you had studied it ahead of time. You knew it was coming, and I think this is something that I really want our young listeners to hear. Okay, if you want the path to greatness, I want you to hear this. You saw something and you said, I'm not as effective in this as I want to be. I will watch whoever I perceive to be good at something and I will get good at it. And I say to people all the time, if you want to get good at something, you want to be a linebacker, you watch Ray Lewis. That's what you do. You want to be a basketball player, you watch LeBron James, Steph Curry. You're watching people you want to emulate and you're watching what they do and you're learning constantly. And but it takes humility to say, I don't have the answers. Let me watch and learn.
Man, I caught a game the other night. Russell Westbrook was playing the Portland Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Damon Lillard, them point guards. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And I called my son, who's a junior, her son, in high school in Orlando. And I said, are you watching this? And he was like, watching what? I said, the game. And he was like, nah, I'm not watching it, Dad. And I'm like, how can you be not watching two of the best point guards in the game and your position is point guard and you in high school? Like,
right.
I'm running in the house when Michael Jordan is freaking on TV.
Right.
Like,
right.
I need to see what that looks like.
Right.
Like, when Ronnie Lott was on TV, bro, I'm like, man, I got to see Ronnie Lott play freaking football.
Right.
Because there is something about him that I inspired to be as a young man. When Walter Payton played football, I'm like, man, Walter Payton, I had a shirt with number 34 and it says sweetness. And I put sweet Sugar Ray. That's just me, dog. Don't hold it against me. I just use that for me. But I'm just telling you, man, like, I always watched the people that came before me. You know, when they started talking about great linebackers, I went back to the Lamberts. I went back to the Willie Lanier's. I went back to the, not just the Butkus's and the Mike Singletary's and the Lawrence Taylor's, but Lawrence Taylor's. I went back to the Pat Swillens and the Cairns. Man, I went back to old school backers.
Right, right.
The Hardy Nickerson's, man. People
right.
who played the game a certain way. And I took I took a small thing from each one of them, right, to become that guy.
But listen, to come from two different worlds, and let me tell you exactly what I did. When I studied through school, all those years I went in school to get a master's degree, a PhD, I would watch tapes of counselors. I would watch the tapes of the great counselors. I would get my hands on audio tapes if I couldn't get visual tapes of the older sessions, and I would listen hours. I mean, I can't tell you how many thousands of hours of tapes I would listen to, and I would say what works, what doesn't work, what fits with me, what doesn't fit with me. I think, look, a lot of people out there want to be great. And to me, maybe this is me sounding like I'm getting a little older right now, and I accept it if that's what it is. But I'm finding a lot of young people I run into just want greatness without working for greatness. And I don't know if that's what it's always been that way, but by the time you reach my age, to me, that's what I'm seeing. A lot of people say, look, oh, I can get famous on YouTube in one day, or I could do that. No, listen, it's going to take work and work and work and work and work, and it's not going to be one day. So it has to be studying the great ones. It has to be watching everything you can watch, soaking up everything you can soak up. That's the way you're going to find greatness.
Because I never wanted to be, I'm just be honest up front, me and Dion did a thing together at the Super Bowl in Houston. And we were both asked the question at the same time, Deion Sanders, and we looked at each other at the same exact time and said the exact same thing. Now, I don't want to be one of. I want to be the greatest. Mm. When you speak about cornerbacks, what's the first person name you say?
Deion.
When you speak about linebackers, what's the first
Ray
name?
Ray Lewis.
I'm just saying, I wanted to be that guy.
Yep.
I don't want to be one of the guys. I wanted to be that guy. And the sacrifice is understanding what you got to give up to make sure every single second what you're chasing is a better you.
Yeah.
Man, that's what made me still to this day, man. My son abs look like somebody just made them. Like you can't. I mean, mine was like that years ago. And I told him, I said, You really want me to come back there? Because I know what it take to get back there now. That's what you really want me to do. But what I realized was the steps it took to get there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the same steps to greatness. There are steps to get anywhere. And until you learn, that's why Bruce Lee taught. Bruce Lee mastered how to use the entire body.
Yeah.
Not half of it.
Right.
The entire body. To deliver one blow.
Yep. And did it with everything.
And did it with everything.
This is amazing. Like, people make millions of dollars selling these secrets. Let me tell you, we're giving you the secret right here on Tackling Life. The idea is consistency. The idea is doing the fundamentals. Like, mm-hmm. Ray talked about very beginning. You talk about, let's get back to the fundamentals. I don't care if I've been lifting for 25, 30 years. At the end of the day, it's come back to the fundamentals. It's come back to do that. I think life is a gift. And I wanted to share this because this analogy, it really kind of brings humility to me. But there's a legend that comes from the Zen tradition, and they talk about, let's imagine that a sea turtle comes, a great sea turtle lives on the bottom of the ocean floor, and every 100 years he comes up for a breath of air. And it just so happens in the entire ocean that there's a yolk in the middle of the ocean, and that every 100 years he comes up for air, and when he actually gets his head stuck, that how rare that would be, that's how rare it is to be born as a human being. And I love that analogy. I love that metaphor, because if we looked at being a human being as such a gift, that it would be equivalent to coming up every 100 years and maybe jumping into a yoke in the middle of the ocean. Now we start saying, this is a blessing. The pain that you talk about, this is a blessing, because this pain is defining who I'm about to be.
Man, I'm speechless. Dog, that's deep. Now, you went to the sea turtle. Got to be more careful. Dog, that's rough.
Listen, I'm talking crackers. I'm talking sea turtles. We only do this on Tackling Life.
Only on Tackling Life, man. Now, I'll tell you what, man. I leave people with this, man. Like, I think, you know, going to the FCA event, if you don't know what that means, it's Fellowship of Christian Athletes. The organization that they have is absolutely incredible. The stories that we shared tonight and we had tonight, for me to even be the speaker of that event and to hear the inspiring stories of these young kids who, if I challenge coaches to do anything, if I challenge people, parents to do anything in life, check yourself for one reason. Make sure you're leaving your future in a better place. That's what FCA is really doing, man. And I'm inspired to be connected to them because I was really touched tonight to see that many people involved in helping somebody else.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Just be better, man. And I think the challenge is, and everything we talk about on our podcast is, let's create a new wave. The only reason we want to get this podcast out to millions of people is for one reason, is that people wake up and renew themselves.
Yes.
And become a better you. You don't have to accept the circumstances that you're in. You don't have to accept if you're around bad people. Get up, pick yourself up, and move. Because this is what keeps me going. I chose to be a light. When you choose to be a light, then you can't go backwards.
Right.
Backwards is done, dog.
Right.
So everything that we're doing now is 100% by going forward.
100% going forward. And you say, when you talk about get yourself around the people you want to be around, it's really funny because Krista, my wife, will laugh. She knows the second I get off I could be in another room and me and you and I can just hang up and she'll be like, you were talking to Ray, weren't you? She's like, I can always tell how much your energy comes up as soon as you start talking to Ray. It's like, when you're around the right people, the right kind of energy comes out. And so for me, as we wind this down, the one thing I want to give to our audience, one thing I want to challenge our audience with is this. Ray talked about earlier, instead of focusing on everybody else, let's focus on ourselves. My challenge to you is this week, with all your heart and soul, my goodness, be less judgmental. As soon as you move to judge someone in your mind, stop, turn around and ask yourself what part you contribute to the world. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Man, I'm gonna follow that up. I'm gonna follow that up with simply saying, I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how successful you are. I want you to pay attention to your message. You know, I mean, I know we got a lot of people struggling in this world, but at the same time, we got a lot of people that are successful. And you got to think about your messaging. You got to think about your judgmental thoughts. You got to think about the things that you're actually feeding our world and feeding our children. Like, one day we will all be asked, what did you do? How did you do it? And who paid attention to it?
Mm.
And I guarantee you, if you ain't sending people towards goodness, love, joy, faith, hope, togetherness, if you're sending them the opposite way, or if you're confusing them in any way, if you got an opportunity to change it now. Because, man, Doc, I'm in with you. Like, just like tonight, man, yeah. Those people was walking up to me saying how I changed their life. I'm into changing people's lives.
Yeah.
Because that's the new.
Yes.
The new is changing somebody's life and then watching them come to tell you, you changed my life.
Yes.
That's the new.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the new. Yeah. That's what we're ending on. That's the new. We might even hashtag that. New.
The new.
Hey, we're back twice a week, so stay tuned for us. Thank you for downloading the Tackling Life Podcast. For more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. From there, you'll find links to our pages on iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get two all-new episodes automatically downloaded every week. You'll also find links to the Tackling Life Facebook and Twitter pages where you can become a part of the Tackling Life community and give us feedback, suggestions, questions, and ideas. You can also call us at 646-762-4432. Look, Fridays are Fan Friday, so there's a good chance we'll play your question on the show. That's 646-762-4432. And please help spread the word and bring in new listeners by giving us a rating and review on our iTunes page. The more ratings and reviews we have, the higher our ranking and the easier it is for new people to find the show. We'd definitely appreciate it if you could take some time to do that. Until next time, for the legend, Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.